we're gonna get this day started, and I'm so excited to share some incredible material that's been changing my life since I was 18 years old. And it is a program called Building the Best You. How many of you have ever heard of Zig Ziglar? Of course, this crowd, I love that. Not everyone does yet, but we are working on that. Building the Best You is a great program. And let me start by asking you a question. How many of you, by show of hands, can think of something that you can do in the next 2 weeks that can make your life worse? Something maybe in your marriage, maybe something at the office that can make things really bad for all people. Yeah, I think we can. Okay, let me ask you another question then. How many of you can think of something that you can do in the next 2 weeks that can make your life better? Raise your hand. Yeah, better for your business, better for your finances, better for your family, your marriage. Yes. Well, that's really important, because what you just did is you just realized that it's a choice. You can choose to live your best life, or you can choose to live your worst life. But it is a choice. And that's where we're going to start today. So Zig used to tell this story. I love this story. I can't remember the first time I heard it. It's a pretty old story. But it's about this guy named John Jones. Anyone know John Jones? I know a few. Deanna, I know you do. So John Jones, he was traveling as a businessman. He went to the airport. He got there a little bit early, kind of killing time, a little bored. And he saw one of those old-timey scales, you know, the kind of scales that you put your coin in and it gives you a fortune. Or he stepped on the scale, put the coin in, and he got a fortune. So he did that. He thought, oh, why not? Puts his coin in, steps on the scale, out comes his fortune. And it says, your name is John Jones. You weigh 188 pounds. And you're going to catch the 220 to Boston. Jumps off, and he's like, whoa, how did you know that? You know, it's just this little machine. And so he thought, well, maybe there was a fluke there. I'm going to try it again. So he goes back on the scale. He puts his coin in. Out comes his fortune. And it said, your name is John Jones. You weigh 188 pounds, and you're going to catch the 220 to Boston. At this point, he's like, somebody or something is watching me, and this is a trick. This can't be real. So he goes into the restroom. He changes his clothes. He puts on a hat. He tries to disguise himself, and he comes back out to that scale. He steps on it, puts his coin in. Out comes the fortune. And the fortune said, your name is still John Jones. You still weigh 188 pounds, and you just missed the 220 to Boston. So what is the point of that story? The point is, there are so many things in life that distract us, things that keep us from what we really want in life, what we want for our business, what we want for our family. And so building the best you is really just getting clarity on what it is that you really want. What is the best for your life, and how do you get there? So we're going to kick things off with a question that I love. What is your definition of success? Sure, you've heard that question before, but have you really given it thought? Have you really thought, you know, what is it that I, at the end of my life, what is it that I will look back and say, my life was a success because? All of us are here because we want to grow our business, right? We want to have a successful business. So what exactly does that look like? You can't be vague. You have to be very, very specific on it. So what is your definition of success? In fact, in front of you there's a bunch of worksheets. We're going to get to as many as we can. The first one I want you to pull out, though, is something called the qualities of success. But before you look at it, I want you to just shout this out. I want you to imagine someone, don't tell me their name, but imagine someone that you know that you believe is truly successful. It could be someone in this room. It could be somebody at work. It could be somebody in your industry. It could be somebody you don't even know. You've seen them on TV. But think of someone that you really believe they are successful. What are some words to describe them? Just integrity. What else?
Consistence.
Sincere.
Focused.
Committed. Focused. Genuine. Caring. Motivated.
Hardworking.
Loving.
Sharing.
On purpose.
Sober.
Did somebody say cute? Did I hear cute?
Cute.
I mean, maybe cute, yeah. What else? Anything else come to mind?
Friendly.
Friendly.
Approachable.
Humble. Healthy. Persistent. Focused.
Risk-taker.
All of those qualities, those are awesome. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to take out that qualities of success sheet. And there's three columns, and there's a bunch of words on there that are many of which you've already said. But I want you to go through, and I want you to star five qualities that are your strongest. Okay? Five qualities that are your strongest. Put a star right next to it. Ready, set, grow. Take about another 30 seconds. Okay, what I want you to do now, if you're still working on it, that's okay. But what I want you to do now is go back through those lists, and I want you to put a check mark next to five areas that you want to develop. Five areas that you know you need to work on in yourself. Take another 30 seconds. Okay, what I want you to do now is of those five that you really want to develop, pick one. Pick one that you are going to take action on, that you're committed to taking action on. This is all about taking action, this conference. So what is one item that you know you want to work on? Write it on those lines at the very bottom and what you're going to do to take action on developing that skill. Bless you. Another 30 seconds. I don't know if we have any mics around runners, but I would like to hear from some of you. What is the one action item that you're committing to develop? And don't be shy to share it, because I can promise you there's other people in this room who probably have the same thing on their list or something similar. So yes, Elise. I don't know if we have a mic, but if not.
I can yell really loud.
Hello. There we go. Yay. Positive mental attitude. So start my day with a positive input and then find something positive to say or share to someone.
Love it. Let's give her a hand. Excuse me.
I've been working on the skill of becoming a better listener, a good listener, for a while. So I want to continue to develop the habit of listening more than I speak and focusing on the other person and their story instead of my own.
Good one. Thank you. We'll get you over here, too.
Oh, okay. mine was organized from hearing everything we've talked about over the last day or so. Develop a process and, sorry, organized is mine. Develop processes and flowchart of daily schedule, weekly schedule, monthly schedule, quarterly schedule, yearly schedule. That's what I plan on doing.
Okay, flowcharts. I love that. That's organized. Very good.
Hey.
Here, and then I think we have one in the back.
My action would be to be more sincere. I'm a high D, but I go to social media and I see a lot of people who put in a status that they're struggling. Yeah. And if I know them personally, I have a tendency to, I want to stop thinking of a person who says they can't as more so because they don't, and instead help them find a way to do it.
That's great. I like that. Thank you. That's good.
I did not pick organize because I knew that would never happen. But I picked focus because I think that's something that I could work on. And so I will be more diligent in my day planner and picking my activities. And one of the tools that my friend uses is a thing called time blocks. And so literally put your phone, start the timer, and for that period of time, all you do is focus on that one priority. And so if you've got your clock looking, that will help you to stay focused on that one. So I'm going to try that. Y'all hold me accountable.
We will.
I put creative. I believe there's a book inside of me, and I've been for 20 years trying to get it out of me, and I just don't feel like, I feel like I've got a block. So I just want to work on maybe writing, drawing, praying, imagining, or doing whatever I can do to open up my mind to be more creative.
Yes, very good. I can assure you that story's in there. It's just a matter of getting it out. Last one.
I chose self-image. I will walk, I will bike, I will exercise. I will eat off a smaller plate. I will read. I will record my progress, and I'll make a dream of how I will look. I will say positive things, and I will lead better. And that's why I wrote down so.
That is excellent. Thank you. Do you notice, and I may not have mentioned it, I think it says it on the sheet, though, even if these are things that you may not believe, they have to be positive, present tense. I am organized, I am focused, because we will always go in the direction of our beliefs, and so we have to work on that. You know, Zig said that success and happiness are not matters of chance, but choice, and that's what building the best you is all about. It really is a choice. So let me ask you another question. How many of you, just raise your hand if this applies to you, how many of you would like to be happier? Okay. How many of you like to be healthier? How many would like to be more prosperous? How many would like to have better relationships, more friends, peace of mind, hope for the future? Anybody? If you didn't raise your hand, you're still dead asleep. Because honestly, studies have been done that these are the things that people want most in life. This is what we all want, right? This is why we work so hard. This is why we better ourselves. And in fact, Zig was so articulate with all of these things in something called the Stairway to Success. How many of you have never seen or heard of the Stairway of Success before? Raise your hand. Okay, well, I'm going to walk you through parts of it today because it is truly life-changing. I actually first heard about the Stairway to Success in 1989. Some of you know my story, some of you don't. I'll share a little more later, but when I met Zig. And these things it's just wisdom for the ages. It is stuff that applies no matter the year, no matter the person. And when you can get a hold of these things, you really, truly can be happier, healthier, more prosperous, and all of the things that are the goals for our lives. So, but before, if you notice the door for tomorrow, the things that we want, there's some steps to get up there. But before you can even start taking the steps on the stairway to success, you have to start with a solid foundation. And this is really what Inner Circle is all about, right? Isn't it? It's about building our business, but only if it's built on the foundation of character, integrity, honesty, love, loyalty. These things matter more than anything else. Yes, you can rush up the stairway to success, but if you don't have a solid foundation, you'll probably fall back down. So before you can do anything to work on your business, yourself, your business or the things you want in life, you have to work on yourself. And these foundational principles are super, super important. But once you have established that foundation, now it's time to go up the stairs. But and there's good news and there's bad news. There is a plan, there is a process, and I'm going to give you part of that this morning, and you'll hear more of it throughout the day. But the bad news is there's no easy way to success. You have to take the stairs. The elevator's out of order. So you do have to do the work, but the process is laid out for you to make it much, much easier. So let's start with the very first step on the stairway to success, and that's self-image. And that's what I'm going to focus on before I bring up Tom here in a little bit. So self-image, I believe that's what you said that you're working on. I think there, including myself and many, many others in this room, that is something that is really important to all of us. And why is self-esteem so important? Well, Zig says, you are what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. It really is that simple. It's not easy, as Howard would say, but it is that simple. If you are living a life that is not positive or you're not fulfilled, well, then what are you feeding your mind? What is coming into your mind? All of us being here this weekend or this week, what day is it? We're filling our mind with the good, the pure, the positive, the things that are going to make us better versions of ourselves. But think about the other sources of input in your life. I don't know that we'll have time now to do this, but I did give you this worksheet so that you can take this home and really spend some time on this. But think about sources of input. What is going into your mind? You know, your friends, your family, maybe you're on the internet, email, maybe your things that you're watching on TV, podcasts that you're listening to. These are all sources of input, and there's no good or bad. So there's no doing this to judge. But what I do want you to do as you're looking at your sources of input, evaluate. Are they positive sources or are they negative? Are you watching shows and listening to things that are making you stressed or uneasy? I'm not judging what we watch on TV, but for me personally, I can't watch the news before bed. I will not rest well. I don't know about anybody else. That's a personal choice of mine. But for me, that source of input is negative. For others, it may be different. But evaluating your sources of input is the first step in becoming the best you and building your self-esteem, because you do have a choice of what goes into your mind. And you can change who you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. But let's talk about what comes out of that. And those are your thoughts. Thoughts have so much power, so much power. And we may underestimate how much of what we're thinking is affecting our levels of success, is affecting our relationships, our finances, our physical health, our well-being. All of those things are impacted by our thoughts. So what are you telling yourself? What has been going through your mind, for some of you, maybe for years? What are some negative things that maybe you've held on to for possibly decades? Or maybe it's something somebody just said to you last week that you're still thinking about, and it's not serving you. We have to evaluate our thoughts in order to go in the direction of what we want to accomplish and in order to have that solid self-esteem. So the next worksheet that you have there, is it says your thoughts have power. I want you to pull that out because we're going to do something with this. This is so important. This is so life-changing. I think I could say this about all the Ziegler programs, so I might be a little biased, but this truly is life-changing if you go through this. So thinking about what goes through your mind. Now, what's interesting about our thoughts is a lot of times we're not thinking about what we're thinking about. It's just who we are. We are programmed in many ways, just like a computer, to think a certain way, to act a certain way. But many times those thoughts are not based on fact, or they're not positive, they're not serving you. So what I want you to do right now is to think about what are some of the negative things that may be going through your mind or have been going through your mind for years. It could be related to relationships. I'm never going to find the love of my life. I'm always going to struggle. No one understands me. Or success. I'm always going to struggle. I'm never going to get out of debt. These are negative limiting beliefs. These are negative thoughts that are impacting everything. Possibly yours is, I'm not good enough. Nobody would love me if they knew the real me. Who do I think I am? Whatever that is, I want you to write it down. Nobody's going to see this but you, but we're going to take a couple minutes now and write down the negative thoughts that have gone through your mind for probably a little too long. So take a couple minutes now. Take another 2 minutes. Anything that comes to mind. And again, nobody will see this but you. We can't change what we don't acknowledge.
30 more seconds. Okay, if you're still writing, you can keep talking or keep writing while I'm talking here. The reason we have to think about what we're thinking about is it is affecting all areas of our life. And a lot of times we don't even know it's what's standing in our way. In fact, for some of you, what you wrote down has been kind of in your subconscious. It's not something that you say all the every day, you know, like, oh, I'm not good enough. I mean, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But it's more subconscious. But just because you don't recognize that it's there or acknowledge that you're thinking those things doesn't mean it's not there and that it's not impacting your life. I'll give you an example. How many of you have ever seen a sliding glass door? I think we all know what a sliding glass door is. More embarrassingly, though, how many of you, be honest, raise your hand so it's not just me, have ever walked straight into a sliding glass door that was closed? Yes, okay, good, it's not just me. You know what I'm talking about. There's a door there, and all of a sudden you're just walking along, and then, bonk, it just hits you in the head, and you're like, first of all, you're so mortified and embarrassed, right? But it hurts. It hurts when you hit your head on the glass door. And you can swear up and down, you know, that just jumped out of nowhere, that, you know, because you didn't see it. But was it there the whole time? Of course, the door was closed the whole time. The only way that you even knew it was there is because you ran into it. You were hit upside the head by it. Part of this exercise is hitting you upside the head just a little bit. But the truth of the matter is, even though you don't know that you're thinking these thoughts that are limiting you and keeping you from the life that you want, does not change the fact that they are. So you have to acknowledge them. You have to take action on them. And just because you believe something does not make it true. A real quick example of that is, let's just say, hypothetically, you were raised in a family that believed that the earth was flat. It's just everything, it's all you ever knew. You know, it was just common knowledge, right? Everyone in your family knew that, and, you know, there's just nothing else to talk about there. Until you grow up and you go to a conference and you meet all these great people, and somehow the conversation of the earth being round comes up and you say, no, it's not. It's flat. And they're like, I don't know, there's been some studies proven that it's round. And you're so adamant that, like, no, I know that I know that I know that I know it's flat. Well, how does that person know that they know that they know? It's because that's all they've ever known. But does it make it truth? It was their truth because that's all they've ever heard. But it doesn't mean it's real. And many of these thoughts that we think about are truth to us. You'll never be successful. Why go to, you're dumb, you're smart, you'll always be in debt. Who's going to love you? Just because you think it doesn't make it true. So you have to change the picture. You have to change the program that's been loaded down on your computer, and you have to input new software. And because why? As Zig would say, this is garbage dump thinking. It doesn't serve you any longer. And the only way to move forward is to take out the trash. And those negative thoughts that you wrote on those sheets of paper, they're trash. The good news is, though, to reprogram and change the way that your life, the direction of your life and the success that you ultimately want to achieve, all those things on the stairway to success, you can do something about them. But first you have to acknowledge them. That's what we just did. And now you have to reprogram. Some of the things you've been thinking about have been programmed in your mind for decades. So it might take a little bit more time to change those thoughts to something positive. But the way we do that is through affirmations. I want you to pick one thing that you wrote down on that list, just one. You can do the rest when you get home. One thing on that list that you, the one that sticks out to you the most, that you really want to change. So write down on that affirmation sheet the opposite. Change that negative thought to something that is positive. For example, if yours is, I'm not good enough, I think you did a fantastic job restating it on the last exercise, but possibly it's, I am perfect just the way I am. God gave me everything I need to be successful. God don't make no junk. Whatever it is, it has to speak to you, right? Or, I'm always going to be in debt. I, you know, change that to a positive. I am doing everything that I can. I have all the resources that I need. I will be successful. Everything I touch will prosper. Again, it has to speak to you. So pick one thing and write the opposite on that sheet now. Just take a minute to do that. About another minute. Change it to a positive present tense. I am, I will, I do, and positive. We have time for just two people to share, if you'd like to, just briefly. What's the one thought you'd like to shift, and how did you word it? We've got one over here, and who else? We got two? Okay, so one there. And these are personal, so if you don't want to, that's okay, but we have two right over there. Or, oh, I'm sorry, I totally didn't see you. I'm so sorry.
Okay, one of my things is, we live in a double-wide trailer that was repossessed. It's old. It's 93, whatever. Anyhow. And so some things are done, some things are not. And when I have company over, I can feel very inferior because it's not a new house that was built and all polished. But I always make excuses when they come and explanations and all that. But I, on the affirmations, because of my insecurities or my inferiorities, I put, I am wonderfully and fearfully made in the image of God. I am his child.
Yes, you are. Thank you. And take everything you own away, and you still will be. That's the reality.
So my affirmation is that consistency is more important than perfection. You know, it's easy to have an all or nothing attitude. If I can't get this done today, I'll just do it tomorrow. But being consistent with yourself in all aspects of your life produces better results than putting it off for another day or saying, if I can't do it just the way I want to, I'll do it another time, because then that becomes your consistency.
So, anyone relate to that at all? Good job. All right. Okay, one more. There we go.
So I'm not this guy that writes a whole bunch of stuff down, but I kind of think about things. It's more, in my opinion, of me is changing my perception of the way I see things. Perception, I think, is one of those big things that when you begin to look at yourself, you may be doing what you think to do right, but there's some things that you can change perceptively. Understand yourself better to move forward.
So true. So good. Thank you. Let's give him a hand. Oh, is there one more?
One more, Pat.
I was just saying that I agree with what she said.
Pat agrees.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Pat agrees. Here's the thing. Whatever you wrote on that sheet of paper, you know, in 45 minutes, are you going to change every thought that's in your head? No. But this is a work in progress, and failure is an event. It's not a person. You are not failure. And everything that we want to change in our life, it's think of it as an opportunity for growth, but only if we take action on it. One of the ways that Ziegler helps people to take action on it and has been for years and years and years is something called the life-changing procedure. I have a printout for you there. I want you to take this home. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it is basically one of the biggest affirmations you could ever read and to change your life. First had this again when I was 18 years old. But putting your name in there and then reading this to yourself, looking yourself in the mirror, you're not going to believe some of the things on this sheet yet. But confidently look yourself in the mirror and say,
I, Michelle Prince. I am honest, intelligent, organized, responsible, committed, teachable person who is sober, loyal, and clearly understands that regardless of who signs my paycheck, I am self-employed. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Again, what we think is not based on truth. It's just based on what we've told ourselves for far too long. So start telling yourself something different, and you'll start to see different results. So the stairway to success, to wrap this up, I'm about to bring up Tom's, or actually I'll bring up Sherry. You know, this is the beginning, and we just tackled the first step in the stairway to success of self-image. But if you take those exercises, you take the worksheets I gave you, you do these exercises, as Zig would say, then I will see you. And yes, I really do mean you. Not just at the top. I'll see you over the top. Thank you.